The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, author and speaker Andy Andrews shares wisdom he gained from a man he calls the Noticer.
He says, do you want to be average? Do you want to have an average marriage? Do you want to raise average children? Do you want to have an average amount of influence in your community and average financial results in your life? No. He said, if I gave you a magic wand, you would whip that thing around on every part of your life and make every single part of your life absolutely extraordinary, wouldn't you?
Joining us on Life Today, wherever you're watching from, we thank you and God bless you. And I'm Betty and this is James.
Yeah, and we're excited about having Andy Andrews. I just asked her, I said, can you do a real excited welcome? There it is. That's about the best excited she's got. But here's the deal. Is Andy exciting?
Yes, he is.
I mean, he has already dog-eared his own book. I mean, he has. I mean, I dog-ear him and I underline him. And this is the one here up here, not the one I have at the house. But this is The Noticer Returns, and we learned a whole lot about what The Noticer is. And it's a guy named Jones. He notices everything that other people notice but maybe really don't really comprehend, or they don't seem to interpret it right. And this Jones guy is so sharp. He never ages. I mean, he's been around Andy for 30 years or more, but he never changes. And other people have known him longer than that, and he stays the same. And so I'm thinking, is he an angel? And others, then I'm thinking, is this Jones guy a representative of God or the Holy Spirit, and he's just talking to you? Well, I don't know. But this Jones guy, he's the Noticer. And he's come back to Andy, and Andy really literally met a man when he was like living under a bridge, everything was gone, poor. And a man came and it changed his life. But this person, this Jones that Andy writes about, I mean, you can't put it down. Keeps giving out these little bits of wisdom. And Andy is going to talk to us about it, but interesting, one of my staff ran up to him, said, would you please talk about this thing Jones saw? And Andy said, well, I got to see if I can find it in a book. He flipped the book open, he flipped to the right page. He said, well, look at this. Because he didn't remember what page it was on. Welcome, Andy Andrews, and let's learn about the Noticer. Andy, good to see you, buddy. All right. I know you're probably not going to tell us, because you want people to travel and listen to Jones. You're not necessarily going to tell us who he is, but you can see I was kind of jumping all around the chart and the map. I don't know what all you want to tell us, but somebody asked you to talk about this part. I don't know where you want to start, because I wouldn't dare try to tell you who to track. I mean, I'm...
I have always been amazed at this character, too. And when people ask, as several of your staff came up tonight and said, is this true? Is this, you know, because I went to the website of the photographer and the answer is, it is more true than anything I have ever done in my life. Now, there are pieces of this that came during quiet moments, okay? I think that you will be astounded at the truth of this guy's words and his actions. And he changed my life. And I believe that this book, it was the hardest thing I ever had to write, Betty. But I have come to believe that it's probably the most valuable thing to other people that I have been a part of. And I think that a lot of that has to do with the conversations it can create between believers and people who are unsure, or people who would never read a Christian book or would never go anywhere they're invited. And so we have, you know, the original book and this one has a curriculum that is free, and schools are already teaching this. Public schools are teaching this because you're right, what you said a little earlier, that there's a lot of common sense in there. But as we have all talked before, common sense has become a little uncommon.
It very much has.
There's a piece here, and it's okay.
Yeah, sure. It's your book.
He wanted me to talk. Your guy.
Yeah, one of my staff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. wanted me to talk about this, and it's better, I think. It's like five or six paragraphs. It's better if I just read it, yeah. okay? But this
happened. Is this Jones talking?
This is Jones, and it happened in a parenting class that he was teaching that we happened to be a part of, and he was explaining to us that so many parents, they parent according to doing the best they can. I'm just doing the best I can. And yet that is not a standard. That can change hourly, okay? And another thing that he said when he was trying to explain this to us, he said, so many parents think we're trying to raise great kids. We just want to raise great kids. He said, but we've all known parents that raised great kids that when they grew up, they went nuts. He said, so you're not trying to raise great kids. You're wanting to raise kids who become great adults. That's a difference, you know?
There you go. That's good. Jones said that. I like him.
And so he said, what we're wanting to do is not do the best we can. We're wanting to focus on results. So let's list the results that we want out of mm-hmm. a child when he is an adult. Then we can work out a process to get toward that. So he had us list, and we listed 20 results. And he disagreed with one of the things that we said because we had put in there to become a person of high morals. And so he said, I think that what you want there is a different term there. He said, I think that you should put integrity and character in there and list them separately. And so we all kind of went, well, wait a minute. Isn't that kind of the same thing? And he said, well, what do you think? Is it the same thing? And we all said, yeah, it's the same thing. He said, no, it's not the same thing. And here's what he said, and I've got this exactly. Let's see.
This guy looks like an old man that never gets older.
Right, yeah, and
he's got
always dignity. Wearing jeans and a T-shirt and sandals.
Yeah, okay.
And long white hair. All right, so he says, let's see right here. All right, he says, integrity. To have integrity is to be trustworthy and reliable, capable of performing the task for which it was created. A bank can have integrity. A bridge or fire escape can have integrity. A person can have integrity too. That person's trustworthy, reliable, and capable of performing the task for which he is created. He is capable of performing those tasks. Morality is different. Morality can be exhibited by a person who is not doing what is wrong. A moral person does not lie or steal. But a person can be moral by doing nothing. One can stay in bed all day and remain moral. Now, Jones said, scooting closer to us, while morality is not doing what is wrong, character is actively doing what is right. For instance, a person who sees a wrong being done but does not participate in that activity is still a moral person. He did nothing wrong, but to speak up rather than turn away from an injustice requires character. Therefore, a person without the spine to do what is right, it is possible, therefore, without the spine to do what is right, it is possible to be a moral person with weak character. This, of course, leads us to the logical conclusion that a person without morals cannot be a person with character. Why? For the simple reason it is impossible to do what is right while doing what is wrong. Therefore, it stands that a person who cheats at golf or on a spouse, a person who misleads or steals, is not a person of character. Is character an important quality for your child to develop? Yes, if you want the best for your child. Yes, if you expect the other results on your list to manifest themselves to the highest level. Here's the ending. You see, my friends, true character is that rare quality able to raise mere mortal man from ordinary circumstances to greatness. A person of integrity, trustworthy and reliable, is prepared and capable of performing the task for which he was created, but it takes character to speak up, step out, and perform that task.
Wow. That's fat. Did y'all like that? Did you like what he just said? What he just read from Jones? You really have a remarkable gift. And to be honest with you, without putting it in religious terms, which a lot of people find repulsive because they met religious people.
Right.
And isn't that sad? Very, very sad. And that church people oftentimes keep people from Christ. religious people keep people from relationship.
Oh, let me tell you another thing Jones said. I just thought of this.
Yeah.
He stood up in church one day. They said in a prayer request, he said, yes, I would like to pray for smiles on the faces of these people. Everybody just kind of stood there. And he said, you know, I've always thought more people would want to go to heaven if they weren't scared. It'd be like church when they got there. You know, in this book, he also deals with a lady whose mother has Alzheimer's. He deals with a man whose wife is dying and gives perspective on death that I have never heard before. But he also, as you said before, he deals with people who are financially in a tough place. You know, a lot of people haven't got a job.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes some people in this book and from nothing, with very little investment, shows them how to quickly get a business up and running that is profitable. And one of them was so quick and so fast going that she had to hire people to help. So she became an employer. But can I give you the three steps?
Go for it.
And they're detailed.
This is Jones stuff.
This is Jones.
I don't really care what you say.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know what Jones
exactly.
Says.
You and my wife are alike in that area. This is detailed more in the notice of returns, but Jones says there's three things. Because people go, oh, I can't find a job, I can't get it. And Jones says, all right, three things. He said, one is, if money were no object in our society, if money was not a medium of exchange, you could just get up every day and do what you wanted to and go where you and eat where you wanted and travel. He said, what would you get up every day and do? He said, what is it that you just love so much, you just think about and you're just passionate about? What is it that you would just love to just do every day if you didn't have anything else that you had to do? And he said, okay, now you figured that out. That's an easy one for most people. He said, but when you figure that out, here's the second question. It's a little harder. And that is, what value does that passion have for other people? I'm not saying, what can you get a job doing with that? I'm saying, what value does it have? I'm not saying that you act like anybody else or do what anybody else would do with it, but you figure out the value to other people. It may be only a few people. Okay, but if you figure out what value that passion has for other people, he said the third thing is prove it. When you prove it, you'll never be without money. You'll never be without work. You will be hiring people. And he takes a lady who is a photographer, or she wants to be a photographer. He takes a lady whose passion is just planting plants. And he takes a guy whose passion is grilling outdoors. And he makes unbelievable businesses with these people that are flourishing. I mean, and I have seen it with my own eyes,
sure.
Seen it happen. Can I tell you one thing he said? And
sure.
This is in the book, and this is an overarching thing.
And by the way, the book is just nonstop. One thing Jones is teaching practically that you suddenly, it dawns on you. It's so simple that we totally miss it. Go ahead.
And there's stories.
Yeah,
and
right.
And I remember kind of seeing this throughout my life and kind of thinking this, but I never knew how to articulate it until he said, this is Jones' secret philosophy of extreme achievement. Now listen to this. He said, if you're thinking like everybody else is thinking and you're doing what everybody else is doing, you're probably doing something wrong. Because everybody is not getting results that we would look at and say, extraordinary. He said, so if you're thinking like everybody else is thinking and doing what everybody else is doing, you're probably just contributing to the average. He said, even if you're first in line, even if everybody's pointing at you and saying, ain't they great? He said, chances are you're contributing to the average at a high level. but a high average is still average. He says, do you want to be average? Do you want to have an average marriage? Do you want to raise average children? Do you want to have an average amount of influence in your community and average financial results in your life? No. He said, if I gave you a magic wand, you would whip that thing around on every part of your life and make every single part of your life absolutely extraordinary, wouldn't you? He said, okay, well, if you would, then be very careful when you find yourself thinking like everybody else is thinking and doing what everybody else is doing, because the results of that are average results, and that's not what you said you wanted.
Wow. I like this Jones guy. Y'all like this Jones guy? Well, you can meet him. You can meet him and get to know him. Now let me tell you something. I just got one of those unbelievable ideas. It's so great, I would not dare tell everybody. But if you'll remind me when we go out here, I'm going to tell you. Do you know people that are able to figure out how to make something happen that sounds almost magical, but it would be very important, and you can prove it's very important to tens of millions of people, and they would go get it tomorrow?
Right.
Well, I'm going to tell you what it is when we leave.
Okay.
All right. And then if these people want to know how to invest later, we'll think about talking about it, because I don't even think we need any partners or any investors. All right. Now, you need to understand that my mind does work this way. And all the things that I've done and come up with have produced billions of dollars all over the country that I thought up back in the 60s. You know what a lot of them are. And I've never chosen to do them, but I pass them on, and I just reach people for Christ, because that's the joy of my life, and that's why I didn't ever do what all the rich people want to do. But this idea I can tell you about, because it'll save lots of lives.
All right.
It's really good. And will you help me track it out?
Absolutely.
But will you keep it between us?
No.
No, you have to.
I will.
You have to, because it's so good that we want to be sure we do it right, and it'll go everywhere.
All right.
I won't tell you about it until we've done it, okay? But you say, why do you even bring that up? Because what he said is so true. And I'm not an extraordinary person. I have a rare gift to communicate, and I was a guy that couldn't even talk. I mean, I would not even give a report in school. You knew me. Mm-hmm. There was no way when God called me to preach that I could ever preach. I couldn't do anything.
I wasn't the best writer in my senior English class.
Right. And the thing about it is, you're remarkable. And I remember you when you were just a joke teller, but you were a pretty good joke teller. And I can still remember the things. We had you on the first time doing the guy that couldn't coach in baseball, that couldn't pronounce.
Baseball boys and bad words.
Yeah.
Yep.
And here's the deal that I really would like to come through for you. This is for you. You are, and I want all of you to hear this. It's very important you hear it. Everyone, you are extraordinary and extraordinarily important to God's purpose.
Yes.
And the thing I wish people could understand, Andy, is all the members of God's body are so important. Nothing functions properly. The hand cannot function properly if this part's not connected to this part and submitted to the head. And that's why the church is so unhealthy. We won't even connect. We want to be what somebody else is. I want to be that. Be what God made just more important than you ever dreamed. And you go out of here knowing that, and it'll be amazing what God will do with what you thought was so unimportant. You appreciate Andy Andrews. Would you tell him thanks? Here's the book. It's in the bookstores. There's his website, Andy Andrews. There it is. You can go online and say, let me see what all he's got, where he's going to speak, and maybe come speak to our business or our community. We'll send you this book today. Here's what we're asking you to do. How about noticing what the greatest noticer never fails to notice? How about noticing the least of these the way he does? Watch.
Lucia's journey has been one of strength, immense strength. 3 weeks ago, her home was destroyed by rebels. In the dark of night, friends and family being cut down around her. she escaped with her life, 8 months pregnant and carrying her 3-year-old on her back. With no home, no food, no supplies, she began an unimaginable journey through mountains and ruthless terrain. Lucia has been strong. Her strength saved their lives. But we fear it can't help her this time, for it cannot produce food that simply cannot be found. And now, her hope is fading. No food, not just at the moment, none tomorrow or the next day, and no knowledge of where they'll find it anytime soon. But it's not just Lucia. Countless children across Africa are facing the same food crisis. It's a crisis from which we cannot turn away. It's one to which we must respond.
When you see that, Betty, tell me what you think.
Well, as I watch that young mother carry that and hear about her carrying her baby on her back and then 8 months pregnant, it just really breaks my heart. There's no way we can really imagine what she went through, the difficulties of that traveling for 15 days, and she's still going through it. But you know, we can care. We don't have to experience what she's experienced. We can care and have compassionate hearts for her and so many more like her. So many babies are gonna die if we don't get the help to them. I hope you will reach out and care about this woman and many, many more children.
That footage was shot by our mission team just a few weeks ago in southern Sudan, now South Sudan, a country trying to hold itself together. It's built on faith because of the work of missionaries many years ago. It's a great force resisting horrible, ruthless, extreme religious radicals and rebels who are sent in to just disrupt everything, keep everything torn up. Her home is gone. Now, that woman is typical of thousands like her. And we have been there for years, rescuing lives, giving people a future. That is really how, because of Christians' prayers and the missionary work and people like you supporting and like Life Outreach, that they were able to form a country. And it's now a nation, and it's founded on faith. And the enemy is attacking everything about them. Now, that precious woman is an example of what we're doing, and the missionaries at high risk to save their lives. And the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of children that we are rescuing and saving depend upon someone like you who will say what Betty was talking about, I want to help that mother. And those precious little babies, she didn't have anything left. She doesn't have anything to eat. But we're establishing with your help, and I mean, this is an act of faith. In those areas that have just been devastated, we're going to feed them and get them back on their feet, and they're going to be strong, and they'll be singing praises to God. Because I'm telling you, the Christian faith is powerful in South Sudan. It's a miracle. It's one of the most beautiful things you'll ever see. We've got to support those people. And then the other areas of Africa where we're feeding. Now listen to me. Here's the beautiful miracle. We're able to take $30 or $50 or $100 and feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next several months, at least 3 months. And then we ask you to help us again. And when we ask you, and Betty and I are continually raising funds you don't even hear about, so that we're able to do it all the time. But here's the deal. This is what's happened. A group of friends said, if you will give now, they see the situation, they know how critical it is, we'll double what they give, we'll match it. In other words, if you would help us feed 10 children with a gift of $100, we'll feed 20 children. We'll feed 200 children. In other words, whatever you do, we're able to double it. We go from 10 children for $100 to 20 children. We go from 5 children for $50 to 10 children. We go from 3 children to 6. If you can give $1,000, we go from $100 to $200. Everything you do is double. Now, here's what I'd like you to do. Just say, God, I want to help her, and not just 10 more, 20 more. And ask God to help you make the gift that love's going to match. Would you dial the number, take your bank card, or go online, lifetoday.org, and make the gift. If you write a check, make it to Life. But call us and tell us you're mailing it, knowing it's going to be double. We have some beautiful gifts to send you to help you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord. Please make that call. Please be an answer to that mother's heart cry and to her precious little children.
In remote and impoverished areas of Africa, families are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are their children. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, able to feed and care for over 400,000 children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. But our food reserves are gone, and we desperately need your support to replenish our supplies at more than 800 feeding centers immediately. As an answer to prayer, a group of Life's friends have set a $550,000 end-of-year matching challenge for mission feeding. This means your gift today can have a double impact. $30 to help feed three children will be doubled to impact six children. $50 to help feed five children will be doubled to help save 10 children. And $100 for 10 children will be doubled to help feed and minister to 20 children. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Christine Cain's powerful new teaching series, Moving Past Your Past, on audio CD, along with her book, Can I Have and Do It All, Please? With your double impact gift of $100 to help save the lives of 20 children, you may request both the audio and video series. And as a bonus, we'll send you Christine's latest book release, Undaunted. Finally, please consider a double impact gift of $1,000 to help save the lives of 200 children, and you may request our 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Brotherly Love. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Well, you know, I haven't talked a whole lot about what we're sending you to bless you, but this is awesome, and her books are awesome. Make the $100 gift. It'll be doubled. You'll reach twice as many children. If you can give $1,000, ask for the bronze. Andy said he's getting the bronze. He has two boys. He said he wants them to see in the house all the time brotherly love. So if you can make that $1,000 gift, it'll be doubled. And then today, if you make any gift to help us feed those kids, whatever God leads you to give, and you want the noticer, would you all agree this guy Jones is really full of wisdom and truth that everybody needs to hear? And you appreciate Andy. This is great, great, great. Get it. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for watching Life Today. Thank you for sharing life every day.
Tomorrow on Life Today, author and speaker Christine Cain teaches us how to move past our past and discover our future. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.